In Sri Lanka, Indonesia, India, Thailand, and more than half a dozen other countries this weekend, relief workers from around the world struggled to get food and medical attention to millions of survivors of the tsunami that swept across South and Southeast Asia 2 weeks ago. As rescue workers reach more remote villages, the confirmed death toll now stands at more than 150,000 people. Two-thirds of the victims were on the Indonesian island of Sumatra. NPR's Adam Davidson is in Banda Aceh, Sumatra. Adam, first of all, how is the relief effort going?
Well, Leanne, it's going a lot better every day. There's more infrastructure, more people coming, more supplies coming, but it's against a tide of such profound need. Every relief worker I've spoken to says they've never in their lives seen anything approaching this. This is the worst human disaster they've ever worked on.
And they're trying to struggle now to figure out how to get shelter, water, medical treatment. I understand schools are going to be reopening tomorrow.
Yes, there are several schools that were out of the floodplain, were in on higher ground, and they survived the tsunami. They are planning to open the schools tomorrow. My understanding is high schools, junior high schools, even colleges will start classes again. Tomorrow will be two things. It will be a sign of life getting a little bit back to normal, but it'll also be a very sad day as a lot of children find out that their school buddies are dead.
Are there any areas of Sumatra that haven't yet been reached?
There are. I mean, there's well over 100 miles of coast that has been basically completely wiped away. Entire villages after village after village has been completely swept away by the tsunami. The U.S. Navy, Doctors Without Borders, and others have helicopters that are going to whatever villages they see, dropping down, giving some food, evacuating the wounded, giving some health care. But they simply don't know what they're missing. They stop where they see people, but there might be areas where there's only a few survivors from a village. And if it's not enough to be seen by the air, then those people are just going to be passed over, unfortunately. So no one knows how many people have not yet been reached.
What about field hospitals? Are they being set up?
There are several field hospitals here in Banda Aceh, which is the capital city. The problem is there's so much trauma here, just physical trauma from being bumped around by the tsunami, and also a lot of disease, not the cholera and dysentery that people were afraid of. The biggest disease right now is pneumonia that people caught from drinking dirty water and nearly drowning in the tsunami. So, as one doctor told me, we basically stabilize people, put them on a cot or on a carpet on the floor, put an IV drip in them, and leave them because there's not much more we can do.
What have you been able to observe about people rebuilding their lives?
There's a real mix. There are parts of this city, Banda Aceh, and other parts of Aceh province that weren't directly affected by the tsunami or the earthquake. So there are stores that are open. Today, I went to a computer shop that had opened today for the first time. There's a large supermarket in town. There are cell phone stores. One businessman I talked to today says that he and his family sat around the other night and started making plans for how they're going to repair the two major shopping centers they owned that were destroyed by the earthquake, actually, not the tsunami. Now, that's going to take a very long time. It's going to be months before any new structures are built. It's going to be many years before life here resembles anything like what it did before the tsunami. But I'd say today was the first day I really had a feeling that at least some people, maybe only psychologically, had made the shift towards thinking about the future and thinking how to create a normal life here again.
NPR's Adam Davidson in Banda Aceh on the island of Sumatra in Indonesia. Adam, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.